This is KCUR 89.3. Trumpeter Herman Mahari is a Missouri native who's now based in Paris. He's a graduate of the UMKC Conservatory of Music and Dance, where he earned early acclaim as one of the founders of the jazz group Diverse. Mahari spoke with Fish Fry host Chuck Haddix about his career and his ties to Kansas City.
Herman, to quote John Coltrane, your life has been a series of giant steps, from Jefferson City to Kansas City and now Paris. Mm. Tell us about your life and musical journey.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain amount of surrealism to it, you know, that I kind of witness when I just take a moment to look back. So I started in Jefferson City in the band program and fell in love with music immediately. And eventually I made my way to Kansas City to study with Bobby Watson at the UMKC. And I lived here in KC for about 10 years. I was doing quite a bit, including going to Europe for tours and stuff. And eventually I just made the move. I've been in Paris for 2 years now.
You had offers from Berklee and Eastman. Why the Conservatory of Music and Dance at UMKC?
At the time, I would say the biggest factor was Bobby Watson. I like to relate the story of he called me after I did my audition telling me that he wanted me to come to the conservatory while I'm literally on my nightstand is like was one of his albums sitting there. And I'm just like, okay, yeah. I mean, if I'm going to get this kind of, you know, direct attention from someone that's part of the tree, you know, like he is jazz, you know, I'm not going to get anything better than this, so. And so I tell people that, yeah, I went to school at UMKC and I learned a lot about the music there and it's amazing, but I also learned so much from the city itself, the scene, the jazz scene here and the musicians here and the history that's been upheld. Both parts of it were a school for me.
Your most recent release, Blue, was influenced by your father's passing.
Yeah.
Tell us about how Blue came about.
It was kind of a moment, you know, a couple of things kind of aligned in terms of like a timeline. You know, it was like my dad's passing really, it was like sobering and, you know, kind of a growing up situation where I had to like look at my career and say, okay, I did this thing, I did this stuff with Diverse, but I need Herman, you know, I need an album that's me, you know? So I said, okay, I need to do this. Like, I really need to make this happen. And at the same time, I got approached by a guy named Daniel Edwards, who has a group called Jazz LP. You know, their idea is to build up the east side of Kansas City, build up neighborhoods there and make them more cultural. And so he came to me and said, hey, do you have a project in mind? I can help you fund it. And the proceeds and stuff can go to help benefit what we're doing in Eastside. Yeah, so this is great. And I put together literally the band that I wanted. And I'm really proud of that project.
You make your home now in Paris, yet you often return to Kansas City. What brings you back?
Oh, Kansas City's the best. I feel grateful because I love Kansas City. And when I was leaving, I said, I feel sad that I won't be here, but to kind of balance that, I kind of like made sure that I would still come back here as often as I could.
All right. Well, Herman, thank you for coming by the station. Always a pleasure to sit down and talk with Herman Mahari. And thanks for coming by.
Thank you.